rest of the story. Officer Joe Martin was off duty that night, working out at the Columbia Gymnasium. The gymnasium was in the lower level of the Columbia Auditorium, where a merchandise exhibition was going on that evening. Anyway, Joe's down there in the gym when suddenly he glanced at the doorway and saw this little boy crying. "What's the matter?" Joe asked. The youngster, gasping for words between sobs, said he had been told there was a policeman in the basement. Joe, with back-turned thumb, indicated that he was a cop. "They stole my bike," the child said. "Who?" said Joe. The little boy shook his head. He didn't know. But it was a brand new bike. It was a red and white Schwinn, and he'd waited a long time to get it, and now it was gone. Joe said, "How old are you, boy?" The boy said, 12. The officer smiled inside. There was a cherished bicycle in just about every boy's life, but this one more than likely would never be recovered. Big crowd upstairs, clean getaway. Joe tried to explain that as gently as possible to the youngster, who nonetheless insisted on recounting what had happened. He and a friend had ridden their bikes to the Columbia Bazaar, had spent the late afternoon roaming among the exhibits and partaking of the free candy offered by some of the merchants. When it was time to go home, the boys returned to the spot where they'd chained their bicycles. The friend's bike was still there, but the shiny new Schwinn was just too much temptation for somebody. The chain had been cut. The bike was gone. Someone said there was a police officer downstairs, so the little boy had gone downstairs. "But if you can't help me get my bike back," the child blurted through angry tears, "I'm going to find him, and I'm going to find out who took it, and I'm going to beat him up." It was right then that Officer Joe Martin's inner smile turned outward. "Listen," he told the little lad, "before you start fighting somebody, maybe you'd better learn how." Now the youngster is silent. The last tears still trickle down his face, but they'd stop flowing now. "What do you mean, learn how to fight?" he repeated. Joe nodded and then added, "I'll show you." Let's abbreviate the rest of the story. That October 1954 began an intriguing lifelong friendship between a half-pint crime victim and the cop in the basement. The two would meet down there in the gymnasium often after that night, Joe teaching the basics that he had learned long ago. And much to Joe's surprise, the little boy was a quick study. Although the latter soon forgot his original reason for wanting to learn to fight, there would be other shiny bicycles in the youngster's life, but there would never be another Joe Martin. So in a way, this mention today is a love letter to the Joe Martins everywhere. Realizing that big hurts sometimes come in small packages, you guys give your time, your heart, when the world isn't watching, because someday it might be. And it was for a weeping, whining boy of 12. Because he grew into a tall, strong man under the guidance and with the encouragement of a cop named Joe Martin, who became the forever pal of the man that child became, Cassius Marcellus Clay, Muhammad Ali. And now you know the rest of the story.